expanding the periodic table, and a cure for the afternoon slump coming up on the Science Update podcast. Science Update comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society, and is sponsored by Science Netlinks, providing a wealth of standards-based resources for K-12 science educators, including lesson plans based on Science Update radio shows at sciencenetlinks.com. I'm Science Update producer Chelsea Wald. Nobody can peer into your head to see your memories, but recently scientists may have seen what a memory looks like in the brain of an insect.
What does a memory look like? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. For the first time, scientists have watched a memory forming in a living creature. That's the claim of Carnegie Mellon biophysicist Roberto Galán. He and his colleagues studied honeybees responding to new odors. Each odor triggered a distinctive electrical pattern in the bees' brains. But the same pattern also repeated itself well after the odor was gone.
So it's like a kind of echo of the stimulus that reappears in an unpredictable manner after the stimulation.
Galán says this echo must be a memory of the odor caught in the act of being stored. In fact, the scientists can identify the original odor just by looking at the echo. They hope to confirm their hypothesis by testing whether bees can remember things even if the echo is blocked. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Next on the Science Update podcast, in high school chemistry, everybody learns about the periodic table of the elements. Many of them are recognizable, like oxygen, lead, silver, and gold. But the tail end is full of strange laboratory creations. One listener asked us how scientists make them.
Creating new elements. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Most chemical elements, like carbon and oxygen, are found in nature, but several have been created in the lab. Alice Chen in La Jolla, California, wanted to know how that's done. One man who's done it is radiochemist Ken Moody of Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. He explains that every element has a unique number of protons, or positively charged particles, in its nucleus. So to make a new element, you've got to slap together an unprecedented number of protons.
The only way that we found of doing that is by taking two heavy nuclei and smashing them together.
Then the atomic debris goes into a mass separator, which looks for tiny traces of new elements that may last for only a fraction of a second. If you've got a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
We've been hearing a lot recently about the health benefits of meditation. It seems to be able to reduce stress, treat physical and mental illnesses, and alleviate pain. Now a new study suggests meditation may be performance-enhancing, too.
Meditate to stay awake. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Meditation beats a nap for curing that mid-afternoon slump. That's according to neuroscientist Bruce O'Hara from the University of Kentucky. He and his student, Prashant Kaul, tested volunteers' alertness before and after 40 minutes of meditation in the mid-afternoon, when people are generally drowsy. They found meditation made people much more vigilant. Compare that to people who napped for 40 minutes. He says their scores went down because they were groggy for an hour or more after their nap.
The so-called power nap of 10 or 20 minutes is probably not a real nap. People may not really enter sleep, and I would actually perhaps argue that what they're really getting is the meditative state, if you will.
He says most of his volunteers had never meditated before, so even novice meditators can see benefits. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
And speaking of slumps, you may think that one of the advantages to marrying and settling down is that you can relax a little about your looks. But we found out about a new study that suggests letting yourself go could be a big mistake.
How to keep your mate from straying. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Even after a guy has settled down, he still has to look sharp, at least if barn swallows are any indication. Evolutionary biologist Rebecca Safran, previously of Cornell University, was part of a team that used ink to intensify the colors of male swallows' feathers. That makes them sexier to females. Using genetic tests, they found that the chicks born in the nest after the enhancement were more likely to be the male's biological offspring than before, meaning the females were less likely to cheat on sexier mates. Safran says the intense colors are akin to human status symbols like fancy cars and jewelry.
Signals of status and quality are something that we can relate to and something that we spend a lot of time and energy on long after pair bonds have formed, meaning that they probably still have some important function in our societies.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
One of those things that people spend lots of energy on is watching their weight, something that's hard to do this time of year. It's not surprising that people find it hard to resist delicious holiday sweets, but a new study has found that people find even yucky food irresistible, especially if there's a lot of it.
Eating more, enjoying it less. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Big portions lead to overeating, even if the food is terrible. This according to a new study from Cornell. Researchers gave moviegoers free, stale popcorn, either medium-sized or super-sized. Predictably, people reported that it was awful. But when the researchers weighed the buckets, they found that the people who had been given the big buckets of stale popcorn ate 34% more of it than did people who had been given medium-sized buckets, suggesting that portion size may be more important than taste in influencing how much we eat. In other food news, a Brigham Young researcher has performed studies on what he calls intuitive eaters, people who seem to eat just what they need to be healthy. The goal is to help everyone eat according to their body's needs rather than their cravings. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
This has been the Science Update podcast. Subscribe for free at www.scienceupdate.com, where you can browse our archive and submit science questions for our Why Is It feature. You can also call us at 1-800-WHYISIT. The Science Update podcast comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Chelsea Wald.